This is Jonathan Weinberg interviewing William Theophilus Brown at his home at 1661 Pine Street in San Francisco, California, on August 23rd. For the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, this is disc number one. Okay. So, Bill, it's an honor for me to be here and asking you these questions. And it just makes sense, I guess, to start off with where were you born and when, and those kind of questions, those sort of basic biographical questions.
I was born in Moline, Illinois.
Okay.
In April 7th, 1919.
Okay.
And the reason I was born there is because my father worked for John Deere Plows, and he had 160 patents to his name. He was a brilliant man.
Oh.
And gave a huge boost to the company itself. And by International Harvester, their arch enemy, he was known as the Theophilus Brown.
That's wonderful. And you're named after him, obviously.
Every other generation gets the William. He was just Theophilus Brown.
I see.
That goes back for four generations.
Yes, I want to get back to your father,
but
since it is such a wonderful sort of American family, mm-hmm. Go back the four generations and say a few words about that.
Well, the fourth generation was a great friend of Thoreau.
Okay. And how did that happen? Why? What was?
Well, you know, New England was tiny in those days. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they met,
mm-hmm.
but when he came up from Concord, he always stayed with my great-grandfather and grandmother. Mm-hmm. And I don't know too much about him, except I had signed first editions of his work, and I thought they were too valuable to read, so I sold them and read them in paperback.
That's wise, very wise.
Yes.
But your father, were your family from England originally? Was that?
I think my father is English and partly French, and my mother was German.
Mm-hmm.
They came over in the 1840s and went to St. Louis and made beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then my grandfather, my mother's father, came up to Davenport and started his own brewery.
Oh, okay. So that was the great family business, was beer or something at some point?
Beer, but in our household, we never had it, it seems to me. In fact, I didn't know what liquor was until I went off to school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. So you're in, tell me more about your father.
Well, he was 40 when I was born. He was very reserved, but I adored him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very quiet and very loving.
Mm-hmm.
Cared a great deal for me. May I show you a picture of the two of us when I was six?
Sure.
I found it the other day. And I think he's an incredibly handsome guy.
He's going to get a picture. That's what we're waiting for. He said not to pause things, just let the interview go.
Mm-hmm. I said the year before.
Oh, I neglected to say that it's August 23rd, 2010. Oh, wonderful. And that's you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. We'll make sure to take a photograph of that.
Is it me, or do you agree that he's a very handsome man?
He's a very handsome man.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, and what was the religion that of your family?
I think it was called Protestantism. We went to school in a haphazard way, and when I was 15, I left it permanently. The only churches I've been in since were cathedrals in France.
Okay. Was it Episcopalian? Is that when you say Protestant?
I guess this was an Episcopalian.